morning, Renu. Good morning,
Wazo.
Wazo.
Good morning,
Andrea.
Hello.
Hello. So now we have 14 minutes and we start straight away the counter. For doing what?
Well, this 14 minutes, we're going to discuss various events of Oroville and different happenings, how we're feeling, what we think about things. It's a completely off the cuff, out of your hat kind of discussion.
Oh, I like it. Okay. This is the first time I came. So, there is a chairman? There is something?
No, the chairman is the divine, so let him work.
Okay, let's go. So, what's happened this week in Oroville?
I don't know. I don't have news and note. Maybe...
what happened this week in Oroville? Well, it was very sad. We had the funeral of Ajit, which was attended by a lot of people. It's quite amazing that he had such a huge amount of people come, because he's such a quiet man, but he was obviously very, very loved. So that was quite touching to see. And it was really sad that he was gone somehow.
And what happened to him?
Oh, he fell off the roof of his terrace. I think he got dizzy and he fell, and apparently he was a hemophiliac. So he broke some bones on his ribs, and that pierced his lung, and I think his kidneys were also slightly damaged from the fall. Yeah, so that was a sad...
That is the bad news of this
week.
That
was the bad news of this week.
Or we have other bad news.
Well, there was a meeting, so that I don't know how, if that was bad news or good news.
A meeting normally is a good news, but I'm not sure today. So what's happening in this meeting? About what?
I think it was the meeting about the discussion. Here it says, information sharing, presentation, and interaction on the final amended version. So it's final. It's already...
This is good news. The good news is final.
The proposal for participatory working groups and the selection process for the new working committee and replacement members for the Oroville Council. So this has been going on for over 2 years in Oroville. Some people were selected. Most people in Oroville didn't quite agree. So we don't have a working committee as such, and we only have an Oroville Council. What are your thoughts about that?
It was my problem. Suddenly I realized that I saw nothing because I'm... it's too long, it took already 2 years process, I went in some meeting, suddenly I got the feeling that it's something that I have to stay far away of this proposal. It's a kind of pedagogy, collective pedagogy about what is the mandate, not mandate, why I will go to a working committee, why I will not go, if it's better to work out of the institution or inside the institutions. So there is different kind of visions.
No, but that's not the point. The point is a lot of people want to be in the working committee. Why?
This why we want to be in the working committee?
You don't want to be in the working committee?
I'm working enough.
Yeah, the problem is the representation, social representations of your title.
Yeah, I would like just to make a little pause for the people that are not from Oroville. Try to understand what is this working committee, why the Orovillians are spending so much time in trying to get at the point of selecting the people they want to represent themselves or, I mean, connect with the other bodies of the Indian government, because Oroville...
I think it's perceived as a power position. Because it's a position that is, first of all, it's an official position under the Oroville Foundation Act. So you are officially, it's like the FAMC and the Working Committee are two groups that officially exist and are supposed to represent Oroville, exactly. So, you know, important decisions like land purchase or whatever affects the community are taken there. So probably, I don't know, a lot of people who don't seem to really have the skills feel like they should be there. And there's also this debate in Oroville about representation. Like if you have 6 Slovenians, you need a Slovenian. If you have...
It's also more how the people perceive you. Okay? For example, I look at you. So I say, Andrea, are you able to go to the working committee? So I have to study you to see if you have this quality or not this quality and this and this and this. In the end, I don't know. Who knows? No, because we are in the process to learn. Also, for me, I got the feeling we give too much power, the importance to be in this kind of positions, working committee. No, because it's only for 2 years.
Not only that, it's only for 2 years, and you have a very fixed kind of program. You're doing 80% PR work, meeting officials, blah, blah, blah. So it's very boring what you can actually...
What's happened after? For example, you have been 2 years or 3 years in the working committee?
Yes, I have been.
So what's after, what kind of life do you have after the working committee? You are nothing suddenly.
Well, in terms of who you are in Orville, apparently you're nothing, but I'm still there, I'm still existing.
Oh,
so
this is good news.
So, practically, here in Orville, we have a very complicated matter to take decision because it should do in a way that it theoretically take the account of everybody feedback. We are not trying to have a vote system to create polarization, and that it's... this process creates
polarization
at the same time. It takes time to take decision. But what do you think about the way we take decision? I mean, you are happy with it or you would like to move to something else?
Me, I would go for benevolent dictatorship. I think...
Interesting concept.
I think...
Benevolent dictator.
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Can you develop, please?
I think that we should be mature enough to say that it's okay if we can trust some people's integrity. They might make mistakes and this and that. But basically, we can trust their core. Mm. Then I would rather let them do it, because I don't think so many people can be... I think so many people can be involved in working, but I don't think so many people can be involved in leading, because it goes nowhere. It's just a tug of war for every little thing. Mm. Which we've kind of seen with the working committee this time, no? Two agree on one thing, one agrees on another, they all have to agree, so nothing happens, no reporting. Enfin, I'm sure they're doing something, but we wouldn't know.
Mm. Okay, so we spent almost 7 minutes talking about the first topic, and what else we can talk about this week? What happened?
What else happened this week? You can tell us about the waves.
Yeah, we got a nice swell from northeast thanks to a cyclone, Hud-Hud, that's the name of the cyclone, Hud-Hud in English, Hud-Hud in Italian. Yes, and we had the nice waves in Repos and all the beaches around Oroville, and we had surfing and fun. I broke my nose.
Yeah, I was going
Saturday.
To say, your profile is no longer the same.
Yeah, same little changes as on my nose after 50 years. I was bored, so I changed the shape of my nose. And then that was good for the surfer, but probably some issue for the community that are facing erosion. So I'm not sure if this community will be up like me.
Did you notice the water further?
Actually, no. This year, I think for different reasons, we had different kind of swells. The south monsoon didn't brought the same kind of waves as the south. It was a very small surfing this summer. So probably the intensity of the waves, at least in the places where I've been surfing, the intensity of the waves didn't create a major issue into the Oroville community that are facing the Indian Ocean. So now, probably with the change of the monsoon, we will see again an improvement of the sand, because during the process of the monsoon, in the winter time, we have sand coming back on the shore.
Refilling the
yes.
Shore.
So I don't know. Good surfing. I don't know for the communities. It was good time or not.
That's interesting.
I don't know. Also.
And Wazo, what do you have to tell us? We haven't seen the Genius Brother for a long time. Are you planning anything at all?
Yes, we are planning something. Normally, we are supposed to place next Saturday, 25 October.
Great. Where?
Like usual, in a visitor center, we love this chaos, no? And in a visitor center. So we'll see if we will be ready.
In the rain, in case, if there is some room soon happening?
So we come from, we will be all happy to postpone, because this rain is very important. So we will postpone, maybe, probably, I don't know, maybe not on hold. We'll see. I don't know with the rain, we don't know. It's all time the problem now.
Yeah. Yeah, the 25th of October officially is 5 years, 5 days into the monsoon.
So anyway, the main topic will be about precisely organizations in Oroville, all the problem, how to select ourselves, how to all the issues apparently we have a lot of issue, no?
But at the same time we have a lot of richness. That is the strange thing, and the value of Oroville. We have this issue because we have a richness. It's not a community that nothing is happening here. We have done a lot of work, a lot of work should be done, we have a lot of ideas, we have a lot of...
Let's do it a meeting about that, about riches.
No, I think a meeting, it doesn't work. I think the Genius Brother do do better than meetings.
Exactly. It was a way to work together out of this meeting, no? It's what...
By the way, talking about the Genius Brothers, came to my mind that in the previous, in the past, the only people that were allowed in the world to say something to the king was the guy that was making him smile.
The fool.
The fool. There were no one that was allowed to make a joke to the king.
Depends what kind of king you're speaking, because if you speak of Ching Chong Ho in China, 800 years ago, it was a different kind of king, no, of emperor. Depends which country you come from. No?
I'm talking about Europe in general.
Oh, Europe. Oh, this I don't know. I'm especially some little of Russians.
Literally. Russian is Russian.
Russians are not all about Russian, but Europe I don't know. Really, I don't know.
So Russia is where then?
The king of Russia.
And
it was a queen.
Andrea, tell us a little bit about what's happening in the radio. Where are we at today? What's going on?
Yeah, luckily, with the arrival of Reno, we have to be really thanks to the divine that brought her here. I catch her somehow one day in front of the Portus. And then Reno has a lot of good energy and Shakti power, so the things are moving. You know?
I'm surprised.
No, but what is actually happening? What's happening with the FM license?
Yeah. Going into details, and now we have done 1 month of fundraising that was not 100% successful, but 70%. It means that we collect 2 lakhs out of 3 that are then needed for running the station for 1 year. And we launch the FM project very properly. We are going to meet with members of the ROV Foundation most probably tomorrow to see the legal way to put the papers in the end of the Indian government, to find the right people that are already in our list of persons to be engaged in this project. So we will see some things happening in the coming weeks for sure.
And what does the radio need right now aside from funds? Like, what kind of skills are you looking for?
Yeah, mainly the radio now is evolving as a project very technical, driven by IT people. So we are looking for persons that have skills in Linux to make experiments in the live streaming, broadcasting in internet, in the server. We are looking for journalists as usual. We are looking for volunteers that have skills in architecture, because we have a project that is called Media Lab that is slowly taking off. So we want to make some steps also on it. And then we are looking for finally, people, they want to learn media, because that is our job, to teach media. And we would really love to have Eurovillians joining the team in a long term, so we can...
You have some new people. I mean, Miriam has been here now for, 5 years?
Yeah, something
diligently like that. Recording meetings,
yes.
Recording events. And Roland has also joined, it seems?
Yeah, Roland is not Eurovillian. I'm so happy that he has joined the team, but he will go somehow back to Europe in France, maybe in 3, 4, 5, 6 months' time. So, 6 months, I don't know. And then...
But he should come back again.
Yeah, for sure. We have also people that are going to join the radio team that are applying for newcomer process. They have been accepted as a newcomer. So we will have Marie, she's going to come the 1st of January. And we have always someone coming. But the problem for us is that we cannot make stay for a long period of time because the economical reason. We cannot pay them. So the fundraising that we put in place for September was half of that amount was for paying the expenses and the rest for paying the people. We need to make the people stay. So it's.
I think we need to continue with this effort next month, because I think we succeeded at least 75%. So there's more to be done.
Yes. Yeah, maybe the Genius Brother can help somehow.
We need also some money also probably, but we will try our maximum.
So in all this confusion and all of this this time of upheaval and change, there's also hope and there's also much energy.
You know, just now I got a great clarity about what's happening in Oroville. Thank you, guys.
And the clarity is that we are unclear. Voilà.
That's it.
C'est fini pour cette semaine.
Merci.
À la prochaine. Au revoir. Ciao à toutes.